Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And I recently sat down with a travelling artist, Michael Waugh, and caught up with him. Michael, thank you for coming to the Fraser Coast.
Thank you so much for having us. It was lovely because I live in the city now. I live in Melbourne. Uh-huh. And so to come to a beautiful coastal town and be a part of that warmth, because Victoria is a lot cooler than what here is.
Yep.
And not just warmth in the temperature, but warmth in the room. It was lovely.
That's what I thought you were meaning, actually, the warmth in the people.
Yeah.
Because country people are very warm, and the music house scene is a beautiful way to enjoy music. And what I find is you really listen to the words in this setting. Can you tell me, what's your genre of music?
I think that I was raised as a folk fan.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. I was raised probably as a country fan, but it was the storyteller part of country. Yeah. So it was the Dolly Parton stories, the Kenny Rogers stories, Jim Reeves, those country artists who told stories in their songs. And when I was sort of in my late teens, early 20s, I discovered folk music, and it was like, oh, this is everything that I love about that country genre, because some of country can be a bit cheesy too.
Yep.
And so I think that the thing about folk is it's about story, but there is something too about those country storytellers that they are like short stories, and some of them have a little twist in the tale.
Yes.
And I love the crafting of those stories. And I think, so that's kind of what I do. But it's also that I write about Gippsland, which is where I grew up. Because when I was growing up, I was surrounded by stories about, Tennessee, which is what Dolly Parton sings about.
Yeah.
But there wasn't songs about my pubs and rivers and hills, and so I love that I get to do that. So that's a very long answer to what genre do you play?
Yeah, no, but I love what your answer is. But actually, all of your lyrics I connected with, because Indian burns from your brother, giving your brother Indian burns. And running amok as kids, the way kids used to play.
Yeah.
All those stories that you tell, like, I feel like I kind of, I suppose my kids think I'm getting old, but I'm not that old. But it's a different era, isn't it, that we grew up in? So it was lovely to hear you share those stories. But your voice is absolutely beautiful.
No, thank you.
I melted when you started singing.
Oh.
A little bit disappointed when I realised you were married. but that's okay. Your love story for your wife was amazing.
Really
loved it. What was that track called?
Like I Used To.
Beautiful story. So yeah. What's your wife's name?
Narelle.
Oh, Narelle. Lucky lady.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
And where are you off to next, Michael? Because you've said you come all the way up from Victoria.
Yeah, so we've actually done, the last week and a half, I've been started off in Sydney and sort of weaved our way up the East Coast, so doing some shows and doing lots of media. So tomorrow morning on Australia All Over, which is lovely. So I love that these little stories about Gippsland are kind of going everywhere across Australia. That's beautiful. And then flying home, because my full-time gig is as a school teacher. So I'm back to work on Monday.
Yes.
But then actually a week into term four, I've actually got a week of long service leave. I'm going on Cruising Country, which is like a cruise ship with it's like a music festival.
Can I ask, what just to sidetrack from your career as a music artist, what grade do you teach?
I teach years 7 through to year 12. So it's all high school stuff. But my role is as a pastoral care leader, so we have, it's a really big school, so we have a vertical house structure.
Yep.
So I am responsible for kids in years 9 to 12 in my house.
Yep.
And that's the best part of every day is that. So just because for me, teaching is all about relationship.
Yep.
And I love, I suppose it's the same in music really, but I love that being able to see a young person's journey through high school. So we've just brought in, you know, well, the beginning of this year, we're bringing in the year nines into the house. We went out on our, you know, retreat where we get to know each other, and we, you know, sort of, I get to know them, they get to know me. And then when I come back actually Monday night, we have a farewell dinner for the year 12 boys who are about to leave. And it's been a really hard year for a number of those boys. So I work in more boys' school.
I can see you're passionate about both your careers.
Yeah, I love, well, they're kind of two, because music is all about me.
Yes.
Music is about, you know, I get to hang out with my, you know, dear friend, like, you know, Scott. I've known Scott for about 3 years now, or 4 years now. So he kind of, Australia is a part of like a circuit for him, so I only get to see him, you know, intermittently, seasonally. So it's lovely to spend time with him, and, you know, Rob Mackay, who's a very dear friend, and Scott Lamont, who's also a very dear friend. So I get to connect with friends but also meet new people. So I love that, you know, met someone here tonight who, you know, shared some really intimate stories about them, because when you sing about really personal stuff, it sometimes can trigger memories in other people. So it was lovely to be able to share that person's story. So now the next time I sing that particular song that triggered a memory for her, will be a part of, you know, her storytelling. Anyway, this is all the reasons why teaching, well, why music is very kind of selfish for me. But teaching is all about somebody else and facilitating somebody else having the best kind of adolescence.
It's good to be a little bit selfish. Selfish, I've learned, is also positive, because it's self-care and reflection and self-love. So equally as important in your life. I actually didn't think you were selfish at all, because you're sharing your gift, and it was a very enjoyable night. Thank you.
I'll remember this.
And I'm glad I've got your CD to take away.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll be sharing that on the group to see who I can share it with.
Yeah, beautiful.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye for now. Da 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 da